Jasmine joining us from New York. Jasmine, tell us your story. It's something about books and George Bush.
Hi, yeah, I wrote a post for wagingnonviolence.org and basically have asked to put together a movement to sort of mimic what was done in the UK with Tony Blair's memoir, Journey, and asked basically regular folks to move Bush's memoir. My original post said to the crime section, but like in the UK, the movement had the book showing up in places like the dark fantasy and humor section, and actually our first photograph that we got in was the book, Bush's memoir, has been placed in the self-improvement section.
Well, has it got any traction? I hate to rush you, Jasmine. We're just coming to the end of the show.
Yeah,
you think it's going to get moved?
Yeah, I definitely do. We have a lot of people responding that they're into this, and there's, you know, it's being promoted through a lot of different venues, and it sounds like people want to have their say in where they think Bush's memoirs belong.
Well, we're gone full circle. We started in Frank in Dallas, who queued up for a few hours to try and get President Bush's book and also to meet him, but he was beaten out by the previous 1,500 people who were ahead of him in the bookstore. We just heard from Jasmine. I want to thank Kintu Nyago, Ben Philpott, Brad Blakeman, Carl Cannon, and you for listening in. Keep posting at worldhaveyoursay.com.